Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. This altar is our own secret place of the Most High, spoken about in Psalm 91, verse 1. It says, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." As I said before, one is either in the secret place or in the secret court. Jesus Christ said, "They that are not with me are against me." As far as God is concerned, there are only two kingdoms on earth: the kingdom of God, which is the kingdom of light, and the kingdom of the devil, which is the kingdom of darkness. And every human being on earth is either in one or the other. We have chosen God Almighty as our own secret dwelling place. Please wake up to this prayer altar daily to listen, meditate, and pray first thing as you wake up, either as a family or as an individual. Listen to the audio, do all that we are asked to do there, then do a short Bible study on the daily devotional prayer booklet, also authored by me. Subscribe for the booklet online. If you do, the content shall be sent to your phone for daily engagement. For subscription and subscription renewal, chat with Demi on +234 8055 100 510. Do so if you have not already done so. I desired all TPGF families to feed fat on scriptures and be spiritually powerful in the Lord. Welcome also to Tuesday, the 11th day in June 2024. As usual, please open your hand and heart to receive what God has sent our way today and be responding with amen. I receive it. Today marks the beginning of your new beginning. God Almighty, Alpha and Omega, will put His almightiness behind everyone, including what you do. Everybody, let's do this. Look for a key for a prophetic action in prayer today. Any key at all, your door key, your wardrobe key, your car key, any key at all, or get a stick, a biro, your toothbrush, what else can I mention? Anything to represent a key. We want to use it for opening desired doors spiritually. Have you got one? Raise it and be turning it prophetically. Say with me, loud and clear where you are, "My doors are opened." Turn it and say, "My miracle doors are opened. Profit and progress doors open. Advancement and enlightenment doors open. All doors start opening for me now. My children doors, my business doors, my career and assignment open now." Be turning the key. Imagine yourself standing behind a door. Form the image of a door before you. And if you have a door close to you, walk close there. If the key can fit in, fix it in the keyhole. Be turning. Lock, open, lock, open. It's a prophetic action. Now, do this. Call the specific doors you desired open for you. Yourself, your children, your spouse, your family, your business, your career. In that country where you are, which is the specific door, immigration door, what door do you want to open for you? Turn it. Turn it. You want to relocate? Call the doors of the country you want to relocate to. Marriage doors, new job doors, promotion doors, admission to higher institution door, ministry doors, money doors, sales doors. Be specific. Call your own door by name to open. If you are not able to do so now, use your finger as key. When you get back home or your shop or wherever, do it well. Put a key in a door keyhole. Be turning, lock, open, and repeat this prayer. Be calling your desired doors to open. Now let me pray. I bow my knees before God Almighty. May your desired doors turn open. All specific doors you have just mentioned, I command them to start opening. You will gain access. I said you will gain access. Your desired doors shall open. And whatever doors were shut against you previously before will now be opening. They will give you. I prophesy they will call you back. They will give approval. You will pass that exam. You will succeed in that interview. You shall be granted. You shall be favored. And it extends to your children, to your business and career, and everything connected to you. Receive the same impartation now in Jesus' name. Or say amen. I receive it 3 times. Yes. Yes. It shall happen. It is happening already. You will have testimonies. Everyone, anoint yourself today as you go out. Even if you are going to be indoor, anoint yourself as well. June 11th celebrants, your birthday prayers. Yesterday, I had a slip of tongue praying for June 12th instead of June 10th. So now, both June 10th and June 11th celebrants, open your hand and let me pray for the two of you. I prophesy your new blessings from God. Your bad day, your new age is blessed. Forward ever, backward never. You shall mark these days yearly in high spirit, in high celebration, prosperity and good health and fresh testimonies in Jesus' name. Say amen. Happy birthday. Listeners, welcome to the second day of healing prayers. There is healing anointing around everyone where you are now. Release your faith to receive your healing miracles as I call out healing conditions by inspiration. Let's start. Blocked nostrils. You are having difficulty in breathing normally. Blocked nostrils shall open now, and I pray everyone with abnormal breathing, you shall be touched. Who is this with high blood pressure situation? Your blood pressure is high, reading well above 140/90. No, it will return to normal after this prayer. Take a sip of the blessed water. Lay or tie mantle on yourself to sleep for a few days. Who is this with toothache, mouth sore, and also someone is having an offensive mouth odor? People complain that you have mouth odor. You will gargle with the blessed water morning, evening, before you sleep for 3 days, claiming your healing. Injury or a sore that refuse to heal up despite medication. The devil is a liar. It shall heal up speedily after this prayer. Pain in your anus. Yes, somebody is suffering from that. Extreme pain when you poo, even after it. Pain will go after this prayer. Now, go to the closest, sit down, clean up with water, anoint your anus yourself. All situations mentioned, receive your healing prayers. Be healed now. I say be healed now. The chastisement of your peace has been laid upon Jesus Christ, and by his stripes you are healed. So I decree, be healed now. All viruses or whatever is fueling this affliction, die out, die out, die and leave your victims now in Jesus' name. You are healed. I say you are healed. Declare it on yourself. Say, I am healed. Say it again. Yes, you are. Take those prophetic actions I mentioned. Examine yourself. Take your mind off it. You are healed. Next, who is this with frequent urination, especially at night, night times? Doctor is treating you for prostate. Doctor says you have enlarged prostate. Yes, they said it's even cancerous. Yours. God forbid. God is healing, removing the cancer and setting you free. Who is this on catheter, urinary catheter? Someone is suffering from leaking urine, urinary retention, and you are unable to empty your bladder naturally. So they put catheter on you to evacuate the urine. Thank doctors for their care. But God is going to heal you now. Even if your health challenge case has not been specifically mentioned today, if you have faith, lay a hand on where you hurt as I pray. You will be healed. I command healing upon everyone that desire it now. Doctors and herb, they do their best. God will do the rest. I say be healed. Be healed. In fact, you are healed in Jesus' name. Yes. Yes, you are. Claim it and declare it on yourself. Check yourself up. Send your testimonies as you see changes. Please rebroadcast this to all of your contacts. Let them also receive the healing prayers and be healed. Tomorrow is the prayer mountain in our Abuja center. TPGF members and listeners in and around Abuja, be there live. Usual venue, usual time. Living Spring Chapel, Kado Life Camp, after the fish market, Abuja. 12 to 2 p.m. is the time. Telephone numbers to call for more information, 0806-133-2800. Tomorrow, Wednesday, June 12th, is the No More Delay program that we've been hyping and announcing, holding at Living Spring Chapel, Goshen Land Avenue, opposite Allen Avenue, Boston. Allen Avenue, Ikeja, Lagos. right on the main road. It will start 8 a.m. in the morning. TPGF members and all listeners in and around Lagos, no work tomorrow. It's a public holiday. So make true for Ikeja. Don't miss it for anything. It is once a year. Now, it will be live stream, everybody. It will be live stream to Lead Dominion City, Ibadan, Koloba, Abeokuta, Oshogbo, Akure, Port Harcourt, and your centers. TPGF members and listeners in all these cities, be there tomorrow. Oh, it shall be live stream. So join on our Facebook and YouTube, wherever you are, all over the world. It will be great. It will be wonderful. Now, TPGF UK conference is counting down. 10 days away. Have you registered? Have you mobilized and informed and encouraged all your sons and daughters, your spouses, your friends that are in London, UK, and Europe to register? Conference hall is filling up. So hurry up. Two telephone numbers to either SMS, chat, or call for registration. Conference is free, but registration is required for planning and logistics. Pastor Franklin on +44 7956 504 536. Pastor Adeola Ojeniyi on +44 7411128401. Do so now. I will be with you in UK on Friday and Saturday, June 21 and 22. All ministers of the gospel in the fivefold ministries will have our ministers' conference on Saturday, June 22, 2:30 to 4:30 in the evening. Venue is St. George's Church Hall, Church Street, Gravesend. That is in Kent. Please be there. It shall be a wonderful member. I'm coming with the anointed mantle. Bring your anointing oil, bring your water, bring things to represent what you need. It shall be wonderful. Month has ended. To get what you need, you give what you have. It's a law of life. It is both a divine and a natural law. You sow to reap, you plan to have a harvest. Don't let it be difficult for you to give tithe to God. 10% of your earning, personal earning, and corporate income from your business outfit. Then the battle seed, the thanksgiving seed, the partnership commitment seed, the vows, and the seed of 666 we are doing this 6 months of the year. People are doing it. Testimonies are coming. If you do what they do, you get what they are getting. I prophesy upon everyone's life today, you will happen. I say you will happen. God's glory upon you shall change and retell your story. What God cannot do does not exist. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. TPGF, answer me. Truly blessed. Bye.